everyone, happy December and happy almost Christmas. December has flown by. It went by so fast. I'm kind of sad about it. I feel like I haven't milked Christmas for all it's worth. Like I haven't done much Christmassy stuff this year. I did wrap presents the other day. That was really fun. And I made cinnamon pancakes. I tried this new recipe. It's like cinnamon rolls, but as pancakes. And it was so good. It had like frosting on it too. What else have I done? I made cookies. But they weren't Christmassy, really. They were like strawberry sugar cookies. What are your guys' Christmas plans? Are you doing anything fun? Are you visiting family? You should comment below. Let me know. My family's doing Christmas, just the four of us, a little bit early, and then on Christmas Day, we're gonna have relatives over and do a gift exchange. And I think we're also gonna watch really bad Hallmark movies and do like a Hallmark movie bingo type of thing. We did that last year and it was so fun. We watched, I think it was a Lindsay Lohan rom-com called Falling for Christmas. And it was so cheesy, but it was really fun. It had like all the tropes. It had like the widowed male protagonist. I think Lindsay Lohan played like a influencer or celebrity or something like that. But yeah, classic Christmas cheesy Hallmark movie. I really wanted to make more Christmassy audios this month, but I had these audios planned and then the month just went by and then I realized that I only had like a week until Christmas, and so I didn't really have the chance to put out much Christmassy content. But I do have one coming out in a couple of days. That's gonna be very Christmassy, so keep a lookout for that. What else have I been up to? I went and saw a stage production of Anastasia. I don't know how many of you have seen that movie. I think it's a Disney movie, but it didn't used to be. Disney bought the rights to it. But it's like, it has animated Disney princess movie vibes. but yeah, I saw a stage production of it. And it was so cool. The set design, or stage design, was so good. And, there's this song in it called Once Upon a December, and it's where a bunch of ghosts are dancing in a ballroom. And they did that so well. They had a bunch of people dressed in white flowy dresses and then dancing. It was just so cool. I love the music in that movie. It's kind of eerie and Christmassy and really pretty. I also had an eye doctor appointment the other day because, I think I've mentioned this before, but my left eye has really bad eyesight for some reason. My right eye compensates, so I never really even knew that until, like, a few years ago. But I kind of should wear a contact lens in my left eye, but I just don't because I hate the feeling of contacts so much. But I've gotten them before, and I just ended up using them like a few times, and then I was like, nah, that's okay. I don't need to see. But I was talking to my eye doctor about maybe getting LASIK because I can't wear glasses either. Because he was saying that would probably cause a lot of headaches since Only my left eye needs it. So LASIK seems to be the best option. So I'm kind of looking into that recently. Oh, a lot of you have recommended that I see Arcane. I know that show is like super popular right now, and so I'd heard of it, but I'd never seen it. And I went to my friend's house, and we were planning on watching a movie, but she asked me if I'd seen Arcane, because she had just finished season 2, and she really wanted people to talk about it with. And so I told her I hadn't seen it, and then we ended up watching the first half of the first season, and it was so cool. I really like the Jinx and V plotline. The other stuff, it doesn't interest me quite as much, but the show is so cool. I love the style of it. She was telling me that they put the animation through a video game or something like that, however that works, to give it that video game look. And then they drew over by hand over each frame. That's insane to me. That must have taken so much time and dedication. So yeah, it's so cool. I finished season 1, but I haven't started season 2 yet. Let me know if you think season 2 is worth watching. I'm sure it is, because I've only heard good things about it. What else is new? I spent the morning doing a bunch of copyright claim reports, because the amount of channels on YouTube that are stealing scripts and using AI to voice them is insane. There's so many lately. There have been, I think there's been about 5 now in the past month. And so far, I haven't had any trouble getting the videos removed. So that's nice at least. But it's so weird how many channels are doing that. It sucks so bad. Yeah, oh my gosh. I never really dealt with this stuff until a few months ago. And then I feel like what happened a few months ago just kicked off a whole bunch of this. A few months ago, I found out that someone has been impersonating me on like 20 different platforms for 2 years using my name, or like using her own name, but then befriending people online and telling them that she has a channel called Afterglow ASMR and using an AI version of my voice. And so she had a whole friend group for 2 years that thought she was me. And she sent catfish nudes to people, did NSFW stuff in calls, lied about her age, and also was stealing my content on YouTube while she was doing this. It's crazy what some people will do online. But yeah, what the hell? She has over 1,000 hours on this game called VRChat, which I take it is kind of like Omegle, but only with a voice, and you kind of have avatars and stuff, and you just talk to random people and make friends online. So that was one of the main platforms that she was impersonating me on. So if you've ever met me in VRChat, you didn't. It's so funny. I've gotten like a few comments over the last year on YouTube just saying, hey, it was nice talking to you in VRChat. And I just kind of ignored them because I didn't know what that was about. And then I found out a couple months ago I don't know if she's still doing it, but... And she still has her ASMR channel. But she's not stealing my content anymore, which is nice. She started using her own voice, I think. But yeah, it was a crazy situation. I lost sleep over it. It's really unsettling to know that someone is out there pretending to be you, saying who knows what, and sending explicit images to people, and yeah, it's messed up. Anyways, I just needed to rant about that, I guess. But yeah, I'm so excited for Christmas. This is my favorite time of the year. Wait, I think I said that about fall, like a month ago. I love fall and I love Christmas time. And I love spring and summer. I love it all, actually. I don't pick favorites when it comes to seasons. Okay, I should probably go because I have some writing to do, some more recording to do, and I'm looking at my schedule. Each month I make a calendar of kind of my upload schedule. Should I do a short story reading this week? Or would you guys prefer traditional ASMR? Or a guided meditation? If you feel like it, comment below if you'd prefer a guided meditation, a short story reading, or, what was the other one? Oh, traditional ASMR. Yeah, let me know which one you would prefer. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Mwah.